An Education in Intoxication, The Turf Tavern, Downton and Helen's Passage, towards one of Oxford's most renowned pubs, public house, as in selling intoxicating beverages and non-intoxicating ones. So you can get there by foot only, all right? Impossible to drive here. So many centuries old. And look where Jane Burden lived on this site, the wife of William Morris. And I think there was a love triangle. Which other artists fell in love with her first but William Morris, the Oxford graduate, went to Exeter College, Oxford, socialist, furniture maker, artist, poet, and so on. He wed her, okay? Come to the Turf Tavern, and it's closed at the moment. Look, they welcome you in eight languages. Okay, so it's a 12th century inn, as in you stay here overnight with your carriage and your horses in the stable. And there was gambling and so on. It's just outside of the city walls. There's the city walls, because gambling wasn't around. There's a mort house here in 1381. Okay, so very popular with all sorts of famous people like Oscar Wilde, Bill Clinton. People said he smoked but didn't inhale here, but I doubt it myself. There's a bit of the kitchen. So they do good meals. Dine inside, outside. They've got those braziers to keep you warm in winter. Electric braziers, obviously. Okay, so what else? They say that Elizabeth Taylor, the Hollywood actress, that she drank here. I doubt Bill Clinton smoked here. Emma Watson's been known to come here. David Cameron, Boris Johnson, don't let that put you off. Ernest Hemingway, Stephen Hawking, Richard Burton, the actor. I think not the explorer, Richard Burton. The two Richard Burtons, one's the Hollywood actor, the other one's the one of the first infidels coach to go to Mecca for many centuries and got away with it. And here's a bit of the beer garden. It's a beer garden over the other side. I remember when I was just after my matriculation, some boy stole this girl's tree and shoe and put it up a tree, so I climbed to retrieve it for her, and I was unceremoniously told to leave, which I did. They didn't have this awning thing to shade you. And look a bit of the Tower of New College behind. So they got the medieval city walls. They don't survive in many places, but they do here. You can have a look at what it feels like inside, but maybe I have to come back when it's open. So classic pub with these bare stone walls. Okay, so I've tasted the tucker, and it's not bad, not very affordable either. And this is the other entrance, or indeed exit, this passage going out to Holywell Street. Bath Place, look at this tiny hotel, sorry. But again, you can't come right to the door by car, okay? There's Bath Place, very boutique. And this is the way to Holywell Street, do you see? So there are two entrances to New College. New College, it was new in, what was it, 1378. Holywell Street and New College Lane. So Bath Place, so that's the other way to get to the Turf Tavern. And now we're on Holywell Street, okay? And there is the Holywell Music Room, which is a part of Wadham College. Wadham College is behind. So they can get into, I think, Wadham College on this street. So here we are on Holywell Street. Okay. So I'll switch it off now.